Jessica Worrell Kane's Anchors in the Storm is a short story about hopelessness, loss, and grief, but somehow finding strength and courage from the people who reach out to you in times of despair. The story is filled with illustrations and meaningful messages, ultimately intending to encourage and give hope, perfect for children and families experiencing hurt and sorrow. Jessica Worrell Kane is the author-illustrator of 5 books for children, The Butterfly Who Was Afraid to Fly and Other Stories, Feed It to the Worms, A Book of Hearts, and The Girl Who Was Born with Glue in Her Brain. She has worked as a stop-motion animator, a special effects makeup artist on Broadway for such shows as Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King, as well as being a commissioned sculptor. A very cool resume, the latest of which is the new book Anchors in the Storm, and we welcome Jessica Worrell Kane to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I'm glad to be here.
It's really nice to have you back on the program. We had you on for The Girl Who Was Born with Glue in Her Brain, and now this book. Give me a sense of what brought you to Anchors in the Storm, of wanting to address for children and families what it is like to go through great loss and grief.
I had originally thought of writing a book for kids about loss back in 2016 when my mother passed and my husband's mother passed, both unexpectedly in the same year. And I realized I had no experience how to handle loss. Up until then, I really hadn't lost anybody. And I had a 4-year-old, and I found myself very uncomfortable talking about loss with him. And he had a lot of questions about where his grandmothers were. And I was just so sad to tell him about death. We'd skipped over that entire conversation. And it was very awkward for me to tell him that people passed. So once we got used to having those kinds of conversations, and I realized he really did want to talk about difficult subjects, it was me who was having the problem. He was okay and comfortable with the idea of people continuing and continuing. And I guess that was what gave me the idea to start wanting to write a book about loss. And then when COVID happened, I had so many dear friends who lost people tragically. And one night in the middle of the night, I just came out with this poem to my dear friend's 2 daughters who'd lost someone very tragically. And I think that book had been brewing up until that night, and then it just emerged.
The book is beautiful, as your previous books. I know this from your previous books, but this is beautiful. The illustrations, the words are so comforting. The idea, let us talk for a moment of the idea of an anchor, because basically what you're saying in the books, in this book, is that you have tears and fears and anguish, but there is something, there is an anchor. You don't really, other than saying that it's a hand, you don't really identify who it is, what it is, but it's to know that there is an anchor, there is something there for you to hold on to.
Yes, and I think I really had to rely on that anchor myself when my mother passed, because there is something there, a connection. And I find that after my mother passed, what lasted was that connection I had with her. It was almost like I'd internalized her through all the conversations we had. And my mother and I were very much into communicating. And sometimes I found her irritating because she always wanted to call and she always wanted to talk and interrupt me and interrupt what I was doing with connection, connection, connection. I hadn't realized at the time that she wanted to connect, that what she was doing was giving me every single thing she had, so that when she was gone one day, that I would have a version of her alive inside me. And it really was a profound experience when she did pass, that connection did stay. And I wouldn't have believed it if it hadn't happened to me, because it is so easy to be relying on things you can see and feel. But the connection that I created with my mother really is that anchor. And after that, I realized talking to my son and doing that same interruption that she did with me to continue to keep connecting with him about difficult subjects is now creating that bond with my son. And I think that's the philosophy that I've realized on an experiential level. It's those connections that keep continuing. And then, of course, there is the most important part for me in the book also is that you can make that connection with yourself. Because sometimes people are not available, and it's easy to become full of despair. And that's why I made sure to make that message clear for some kids who just feel alone, because the people in their lives are dealing with stuff and they're not able to access that idea of interrupting situations to create connection. So I was hoping maybe my book could be a vehicle for connection for lonely kids, that they know that there really is something there.
You make that point beautifully in the illustration, and that is gorgeous as well. But you say any hand will do, even your own, and then there is a girl with one hand clenching the other. I mean, that's very poignant. I mean, but it obviously speaks to children that they realize that, and you have the girl in the illustration with her eyes closed, and I think that's important too, that you realize you can sort of get out of everything else and be within yourself and holding your own hand and understanding that there is that anchor there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I wrote it, I felt this really profound sense of feeling a sense of worth. Like when someone really is in the moment and realizes that they can provide a sense of comfort for themselves because their being here right now is profound.
When you, obviously you're dealing with your grief, and then when you want to write about it for children, what goes into that process of using the images, using the words that you believe will be universal and help them understand these really big issues, these really big things that we all, unfortunately, are forced to grapple with at some point in our lives?
Well, I suppose that when I was younger, I was forced to deal with a lot of difficult situations at a really young age. So I feel like my vocabulary and my sense of being able to make sense of things began at around 7 or 8. So I became fluent in being able to talk about difficult feelings myself. And I think that I kind of retain that vocabulary because it makes me feel more safe. I think I find the simplicity of talking about difficult things from a really simple perspective more comforting, because when things get more complicated and more intellectual, there's so many other places to go with a conversation. In the more simple way that I grew up with through an experiential level myself, I find it's more pure and more simple. And in the middle of the night, when I was feeling scared and lonely, those simple ways of talking about it were the things that brought me comfort. So I guess that's why I've kind of kept that even as an adult. And it seems to work with my son and with other children who I've shared it with, because I'm not trying to make it more sophisticated. Just little simple truths.
In addressing the child reading the book and the child that is illustrated, you refer to them as little one. Give us a sense of how that came about, of identifying them as little one.
Well, that was specific to the two girls who I wrote the book for. It was written for my son, but specifically that night at 2:30 in the morning when I woke up, that evening I spoke to my friend and she was just torn apart because her two girls were suffering so much. And they just, the way she described them, I just pictured them as these very small, innocent, happy girls who are now forced out of the blue, out of their comfort, to handle loss in such a profound way. And I felt like that just came out of me as a way to comfort them. Like, they are still so little. They are being interrupted with this sense of immortality to be shown that, no, this is a temporary situation in some ways, and sometimes really difficult things happen. And how can we cope?
You also make the point toward the end of the book that once you have found that anchor, that if you find someone that is near to you, that you yourself can be an anchor. And it's those connections that we make are not only everlasting, but are important not just for us, but for everyone else.
Yes. And I feel like being an anchor for somebody else strengthens our own anchor as well, because it really is an interesting equation. When someone is there for another, it then is creating that connection, and you feel that connection, and you realize that there is actual weight to that connection. And it's a reason to be committed to living your life that way. I mean, I think that's really what I got from the connection I had and developed with my son after my mother passed. How profound loss can be. It's so devastating and sad. And then also to create the connections based on sharing about difficult experiences, how that creates those connections that are everlasting.
You do say in the book that the winds will settle, and that is true. The winds do settle, and yet you always will feel that grief, but you now have a way of dealing with it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, the things are in perspectives of kids, I think is, I mean, like my son, he realizes that there's always something. He's only 8 now, but he's learned in his short life because of loss and now COVID that there's always something going to be happening. There's always going to be a new problem. And to be able to know that that happens and to be able to have some tools to be able to find an empowering context in that through talking about things and connecting and figuring out what there is to learn from difficult situations. I think that preparing kids, knowing that things do happen, is an important conversation that I always shied away from that honesty. In fact, before my mother died, my son asked me once if people die, and I actually said no, because I was so uncomfortable with that idea. So honesty about difficulties is something that was a real learning experience for me.
Well, I congratulate you on the book and taking on this subject and for such an important audience and for all of us. The name of it is Anchors in the Storm, and it is just a beautiful new volume. Jessica Laurel Kane, I thank you very much for sharing with us. It's always a great pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Such a pleasure to speak with you.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, Jessica Laurel Kane is the author and illustrator of many books for children. The latest is Anchors in the Storm. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.